Welcome. This is a PricewaterhouseCoopers podcast. Intellectual property is the currency of today's technology companies. At a time when innovation and discovery is moving at breakneck speed, the technology companies that succeed in identifying and exploiting the value of their IP assets will be the clear winners. We have with us today intellectual property specialists from PwC, here to talk about some of the challenges tech companies are currently facing in terms of protecting and maximizing the value of their intellectual property assets. I'd like to introduce Adrian Gregory, a director in PwC's London office who specializes in intellectual property and the tax implications. Hello, Adrian.
Hello.
And we have Melanie Butler, a partner in PwC's forensics practice in London, who uncovers IP revenue leakage. Thanks for joining us, Melanie.
Thanks for having me.
And Richard Blanchett, a lawyer with Loyasa El Portela Avogados, a correspondent law firm of PricewaterhouseCoopers in Brazil, who focuses on assisting foreign clients investing in Brazil.
Hi, it's good to be here.
Great. Thank you, everyone. Let's get started. According to a recent PwC survey called Exploiting Intellectual Property in a Complex World, most technology executives acknowledge the ever-increasing importance of intellectual property assets to the success of their companies, but they don't believe their companies are extracting the full value. So in your experience, why can't technology companies quantify the value or exploit a return from their rich IP portfolios? Melanie, why don't you take that question to begin with?
In our experience, about 75% of technology companies don't have a formal program in place for compliance. So one of the big issues of not being able to quantify the value or exploit a return is once the deal is signed, there's no measurement in place or no compliance program in place to ensure that they're getting the maximum return on their licensing deals.
Mm-hmm. Adrian, do you have any thoughts on that?
I think many companies do not have a clear understanding of all of the intellectual property that they own. Often they're very strong on knowing what patents are registered, what trademarks are registered, and so on. But there can be other types of IP which have been developed on a more ad hoc basis and can still be very valuable. And they can be less clear on where that IP is owned and what's the best way to exploit it.
Mm-hmm.
I would agree with that. We've had clients, not only do they not know what IP that they have, they also don't know what license agreements that they have regarding the IP. We had one client come to us and say that they received a check for $500,000, and did we know actually which agreement it went to? They didn't even realize that they had a license agreement with a particular company until somebody went through the drawers in their desk and pulled it out and found it that it had been signed 5 years earlier.
Wow. That's amazing.
I know.
What other steps should tech companies take to identify and value their intellectual property?
I would say an inventory of all of their IP assets, just like Adrian said. We find companies that they don't know what they have, but it's also where do you want to be in 3 to 5 years' time and what IP do you need to acquire to get there?
Yes, it's about measurement and management of the IP, both from a commercial perspective, but also in terms of legal protection and tax efficiency as well.
Okay, any final thoughts on this topic? Richard?
I think that one of the important steps, as I said, is to implement an IP governance policy to provide the company with board-level committees, have the top manager support, effectively implement the IP management program.
Uh-huh. Well, let's change topics for a moment. The survey also indicated that executives see a need to change their IP management strategy to move away from the doomed and expensive attempts to patent and protect everything and focus on protecting just the vital technologies. So as technology companies look for new ways to exploit the value of their IP, a first step is often to plug licensing revenue leakage. So what creates this leakage and what can technology companies do to maximize their current licensing revenues?
One thing that they can do is put a royalty compliance program in place. We at PwC have done over 1,000 royalty examinations across the globe, and including technology companies. And in 90% of those cases, we find misreported royalties. Now, it's not always underreported royalties to the licensor or the IP holder, but in most cases it is. And just having a simple program in place, you can actually identify quite a lot of revenue leakage.
Oh, that's interesting. What then are some of the hallmarks of a successful intellectual asset management program? What's the gold standard? And how many companies realistically are even close? Melanie, I bet you have an answer for that.
I would say about 75% of companies that we've seen have actually a structured IP management plan in place. Some companies do a very good job at one piece of the IP value chain. They may not actually have kind of a consistent plan or approach across the whole piece. Oftentimes, the reason they have a very good structure is because they've had an issue, they've been burned in the past, and it was more out of reaction than having a proactive program.
Uh-huh. What would be then the gold standard? What would be the ideal management program?
I would say it's a company that knows what IP assets they have. They have a strategy and understanding of what they need for the future and a plan to acquire those, and also knowing what they don't need and how they can maximize the value of releasing those assets. That would be the gold standard.
I absolutely agree with that. I think the best companies have a strong commercial strategy for developing their intellectual property, but part of their strategy also includes tax optimization and legal protection, and they're dealing with their intellectual asset management program, all of those factors as part of the whole.
Mm-hmm. Richard, do you have a perspective on this you'd like to share?
I fully agree. I think that one of the problems is that some of the IP management program that we have seen have not properly worked on tightening the linkage among business strategy, R&D, and IP protection, because what we have seen is that some companies focus only on the commercial issues, another one on legal aspects, but not all of them clearly have the link among all these areas.
Thanks. Next question. Kind of a hot button issue. We've all heard about piracy in the emerging markets, be it content or products. Now, the traditional approach to protecting IP works well in Europe, the UK, and the US, but it clearly isn't working in emerging markets. So what's a more pragmatic approach to intellectual property management in these emerging markets? Richard, why don't we start with you?
Sure. I think that one common mistake is to consider all emerging countries with one single or similar view. Although these countries have, in fact, some common aspects, they differ from one to another since they have different culture, values, laws, advantages and disadvantages. So the first thing to do is to clearly understand which would be the country your company intends to do business with. Then you have to get to be assisted by local lawyers, local consultants, and try to understand the level of corruption, the level of piracy specifically related to this country. I think that would be the first approach to do. And of course that getting a better understanding on such aspects, then you would be able to first define which IP rights and how you license it to these countries, and then take the proper measures, such as performing due diligence or investigations on the party you intend to do business with, having the proper agreements, and all other legal protection in order to minimize the risk related to investing in emerging countries. I think that not going to an emerging country is not an option at all. So we have to find what would be the balance in between the advantage of such countries, such as talent, massive internal market, lower cost, with appropriate measure to minimize the related risk.
Mm-hmm, I see. All right, let's look at this from another angle. Tax applied to IP can vary significantly from country to country. So how can tech companies extract high IP value while minimizing the global tax impact? Adrian?
Well, multinational groups can choose which company or companies in the group invest in developing new technologies. So if new intellectual property is developed by companies established in low-tax countries, Ireland is a well-known example, then profits from successful technologies will suffer tax at a lower rate. This approach is not limited to developing technology for completely new products. IP used in existing products can be licensed to an IP development company to allow that company to develop next generation technology. And what we find is that groups that systematically create new IP in tax efficient locations tend to have a significantly lower tax burden than comparable companies that take a more ad hoc approach to developing technology.
Well, we've identified a lot of the challenges facing companies in maximizing their IP assets globally. But let's talk for a minute about how companies can make some incremental but quick improvements to their IP strategy.
If a company has royalty income from their IP portfolio, one of the easiest things to do is design and implement a royalty compliance program where you go out, you have a third party investigate or audit the licensee on your behalf. We've done over 1,000 examinations, and 90% of the time there's misreported revenue. It's not because people are out there cheating. People make mistakes. And probably 60 to 70% of the time, it's just a difference between interpretation of the contract. The licensor thinks one thing, the licensee thinks something else. So there might be money on the table, but also you can, the reason you've done the deal in the first place is that you needed each other, and you can actually strengthen the relationship instead of damaging it down the line.
Richard, do you have anything you'd like to add?
One thing that I think that should be considered when implementing an IP program is to properly define the role to be performed by the legal internal department. A common approach of legal department is to be reactive, to respond to specific demands coming from the other areas of the company. But when we talk about IP programs, it's essential to have the legal department working together with the business strategy and the R&D people. I really think that we have to achieve the goal of having a legal department with an added value culture. I really think that if the legal department works very close to the business strategy demands people, it works very close to the R&D people, I think that a lot of this kind of problem of under-reporting of revenue, litigation, would be avoided.
Thanks. And finally, I'd like to ask each one of you to provide us with one last nugget of guidance, a little wisdom for our listeners on how to exploit the value of intellectual property in this very complex changing world. So, Melanie, let's start with you.
I would say if you really are serious about exploiting IP, the message and the culture change has to come from the top of the organization down. It can't go bottom-up approach. This has to be something that everybody has bought into, and the message has to come from the top.
Thank you. And Adrian, how about you?
I think that the IP strategy should involve not just the commercial strategy and the legal strategy, but also a tax element. Tax should be actively considered. It's a cost that typically accounts for 25 to 40% of a group's profits, so getting it right can add a lot of value.
Thank you. And Richard, what are your final thoughts?
I would say that clearly understand the tax and legal environment of the countries you intend to do business with. Take into consideration that, as I said, emerging countries are different one from another.
Right. Richard, Melanie, and Adrian, thank you very much for taking the time to talk with us today. For more information on PricewaterhouseCoopers' recent survey, Exploiting Intellectual Property in a Complex World, please visit us on the web at www.pwc.com/techconnect. Thanks for joining us.